Hello, friend. Perhaps you've tuned in today to our internet site. We're so glad you came to visit with us and to honor the Lord with us. I want to offer something to you that's very, very near and dear to my heart. I'd like to offer you the opportunity to take the sacraments, the cracker and the wine, the grape juice, in other words, in honor of our Lord and what he did for us on Calvary. I'd like to read with you in 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just pray that everyone within the sound of my voice who desires to take communion right now with us, and of course with you, Lord, that they just ask you if there's anything in their heart, Lord, that they need to repent of, or that there's any unconfessed sin, Lord, that they confess that sin to you. If they've been involved in any activity, Lord, which is displeasing to you, we want to repent, Lord, before we partake of your sacraments, before we partake of this most holy, holy communion. So we come before you, Lord, and we ask you to forgive us of any sin that we have committed. If we've been angry or had any attitudes of the heart which we should not have had, or if we've done anything, Lord, that is sin unto you, that is not holy, we ask you now to forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. We come before you desiring to partake of your sacraments. Now let's take our cracker, please, and let's pray over it. Let's hold it in our hands and let's pray over it. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you that you became broken for us. And in our brokenness, Lord, in situations, and perhaps if there's been sin in our life, or perhaps if there's trouble in our life right now, Lord, we just ask that you would help us to identify with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, when you were broken on Calvary for us, Lord. And we pray over this cracker right now and over the partaking of it according to your scripture. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Let's break our crackers, and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your cracker. And if you will, please get your cup of grape juice. And Father, we hold this cup up to you, which is symbolic of the blood of Jesus. And as we partake of it, we Understand that this is a symbol of your blood, the powerful, powerful cleansing, purging, supernatural, edifying blood of you, Jesus. We thank you and praise you that spiritually we are of one blood with you, that we are King's kids and we are your children, and that we are joint heirs of everything that you own. And right now we pray over this cup. In the same manner he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And as we take this cup, Lord, let's say truly in our life, "Not our will, but thine, O Lord," in any situation. Let's also settle and claim victory in any area of our life, as you bought victory for us on Calvary from any bondage and captivity in our lives. And let's praise you and thank you and give you all glory and worship you and adore you and become very, very intimate and loving and partake of all that you are to us, Lord, in that wonderful love relationship that we have with you. And we thank you for allowing us to take this Holy Communion, Lord. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise, and thank you for what you have done for us through the partaking of it. In Jesus' name, we give you all the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.